Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bert Show.
I love when we get to play Cupid here. When we get to play Destiny, perhaps we have done so this morning. If you weren't listening earlier this morning, Deb called us up and said she was in the middle of like this drinking district that we call Buckhead. She's having some drinks and she's at this place called Blue. And she starts hanging out with this dude, and his name is Sam.
Sam, I am.
He's so dreamy.
Sam the man.
29 years old. And they're vibing big time, and come the end of the night, she has a little bit too much to drink, but she does put her phone number in his phone. And then realizes the next day when she sobers up, when she hasn't got a text from the dude that clearly she's been vibing with, he hasn't texted her. She's like, something's up. Something doesn't smell right. And she was right. In her intoxication, she entered the wrong phone number. So here she is wondering like, oh my God, I'm never going to find this guy ever again. Bert Show, please help me. So she came on earlier this morning and she gave us a lot of really good details. Like, we do this a lot and we don't have this many details.
His name is Sam. He's a Libra. He was born October 13th. He is 29 years old. He graduated from Morehouse. He played baseball. His degree was in mathematics. He just moved here from Philly, has a new job, lives in College Park. He is about 6 foot, has beautiful dimples, some juicy twist, and ooh, he's chocolatey goodness. Are you into Sam? Are we linking you up with Sam?
I think we're all into Sam.
I think everybody in this room wants a piece of Sam.
I mean, we knew the dude went to Morehouse. She knew that, and talking to him, it's funny, she remembered all that while she was drunk.
Yeah.
But she couldn't remember her phone number. She knew that he had a math degree, that he spent some time in Philadelphia, but the thing that really got us on the path to finding him was the fact she said that he had juicy twists in his head.
Mm-hmm.
That'll do it.
That was really easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Deb.
Hi.
We come with fairly good news. It's not it's not complete yet, but we are hot on dude's trail.
Pretty sure.
Okay.
Pretty sure we found your man, Sam. So Tommy and I both had the same idea and started by going through the sports archives of Morehouse College's baseball rosters. But the years he would have been in college, when you backdate it, for some reason, those were the only years that weren't showing up. So then I went to LinkedIn,
right,
and I went to Morehouse College's LinkedIn page, and I scrolled down and I clicked on their alumni tab and did a search for Sam. And there are a lot of Sams who go to Morehouse, like a lot. And so I started going through, and then I found one Sam whose cover photo was math. It looked like a chalkboard with math equations. So I scrolled down to check out what his major was, and this Sam, his majors were exactly in line. It's like mathematics and philosophy. He has a Bachelor of the Arts in it. So I'm like, win. Scroll down. He's a scholarship recipient. Your man is smart. He received a couple of scholarships for the time frame that he would have been in college.
If this is the right thing.
Check. And the third thing that hit home was he started a new job in June in Atlanta. Now, he is super attractive. This guy is interested in the Community Foundation for Greater Atlanta. Like I said, he's a scholarship recipient. He's a data scientist. So his current job, he's a business information consultant, but he's been a senior analyst. So he's a data scientist, knows a ton about coding. He's a community volunteer. He works with Hosea Feed the Hungry and the Homeless. He's part of the Rotaract Club, the National Society of Black Engineers, the National Urban League of Young Professionals, Be Someone, 100 Black Men of Atlanta. He has a catch, and then Katie did her own sleuthing and has a friend who went to Morehouse. So she went to that friend's Instagram, went to their followers, typed in the name, found him, found his personal Instagram account. He loves to travel. He's been to Coachella. He goes to SoCal, picks from the beach in Mexico, ski trips on Colorado, the Smoky Mountains, his man's everywhere. He is a cat.
He's also a serial killer. He is way too perfect. Okay, does it say anywhere in there serial killer?
No, this man is a unicorn. I read this and I texted my husband, we need a divorce. Okay.
He's a good looking dude.
Something got to be wrong with him.
Yeah, he's a very good looking dude.
All right, so Deb, the time has come. Tommy is about to text you a picture of the Sam we found, and you need to let us know if we found the right Sam.
Wait, real quick. Is it the, this is what I appreciate about Sam. His LinkedIn photo is very buttoned up. His Instagram photos are not wild, but more casual. I feel like it's the real Sam on Insta. So are you sending her the LinkedIn photo?
I only have the LinkedIn.
Okay. Send the LinkedIn and I will send you a screenshot of his other Instagram.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Sending. Sent.
Okay. Let me check. Hey, pulling up my messages.
This may have been pre-twist days.
I might need to Instagram.
Okay.
He looks maybe, but...
Okay, hold on. Cassie just sent a more recent photo of him with the twist in his hair to Tommy, so Tommy can send to you.
Is this the one we all took a look at?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good-looking dude right here.
We need to make this your Sam regardless.
Yes.
Okay, here we go, Sam.
By more recent, keep in mind, like his Instagram, he clearly used it a lot during college. It hasn't been very active lately, so that is a pic that's about 4 years old.
Okay, let me see.
Yeah, and the LinkedIn, that's the same dude, just different hair.
Yeah, that's him.
Okay!
Sam, he is!
All right, so here's what we're hoping, Deb. All right, let us reach out to him today, see if he'll come on, and we will do the reintroduction with you and he tomorrow if he's down, okay? Now, he may just say, yes, I'm totally into debt. That we had a great time. I was so bummed. I thought maybe she gave me the wrong number on purpose, but I would rather not do this on the radio. Totally okay with us. Mm-hmm. We'll just give you his number, and you guys can do your thing, and then just follow up with us in a couple of days.
Okay.
Okay.
Giddy.
Look, and looking at his resume and his picture, we understand why you were hunting. All right, Deb, we'll hit you either later on today or tomorrow, and he might be on the line with us tomorrow morning, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
I'm so excited for her.
Me too.
Me too. Right,
so if you have one of these that ever happens to you guys, like if you're out, could be at a restaurant, bar, wherever, and then that awkward period comes where you're going to exchange phone numbers and you do or you don't, and they're wrong, or you just... choked, hit us up. And if you have enough information, like we've had some people call us with like no info at all, we can never find those guys or women. You got to have enough info like this, and like 99% of the time we can get it.
All right, so is it possible to ship somebody who's not in a relationship? Because I ship Sam and Deb.
She got to invite us to the wedding when it happens, and so I will actually go.
We're in. We're totally in.
The Bird Show.